DW Radio,
your information station.
Hello, my friends, and welcome to WDW Radio Live. I am Lou Mangiello, and this is the WDW Newscast for Wednesday, January 14th, 2015. I am here once again to help you have the best possible Disney vacation experience and bring you a little bit of Disney magic wherever you are with my podcast, videos, blog, live broadcasts, special events, books, audio tours, and more. And of course, you can also join me every Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern right here for WDWRadioLive.com, where you can be part of the conversation here in the chat room. If you happen to miss the show live, we'll put the video on our YouTube channel at youtube.com/WDWRadio. You can also catch the audio in the iTunes feed. You can subscribe to the podcast there as well. Visit wdwradio.com/iTunes to find out how to subscribe, rate, and review the show as well. All right, let us get into this week's Walt Disney World news. It's been quite a while and didn't really have very much news last week, but for a lot of people, myself included, the big news of this past week is that nearly 20,000 runners, let that sink in, 20,000 runners completed the Walt Disney World Marathon this weekend. It was sort of the anchor event for a full weekend of event for runners of all ages from literally around the world. There was a 5K, 10K, half, full, goofy, dopey, which is, oh, by the way, the 5, the 10, half, and the full. There was also kids races, pre-event parties, post-event parties. Members of the WDW Radio running team, as you can see by the pictures, were out in full force representing heavily at all the events. Although I was too short for the kids races, I did do the 5K on a very, very chilly Thursday morning. And then we were out cheering the rest of the weekend. And I want to say congratulations, not just to all of the Brazilians, because they pretty much took first, second, third in the male category in the full marathon and came in first in the female, as the top female finishers. But just I want to give you an idea. We've talked about this in our marathon prep shows. We'll certainly do a marathon recap show. But I want to give you an idea of just what we're talking about in terms of numbers. There was about 20,000 marathon finishers, actually more women than men in the full. For the half, there were 22,081. Again, 12,000 plus were women, 9,700 were men. There was about 11,000 10K finishers, again, dominated by women. You girls rock, by the way. 4,700 goofy challengers and 6,400 dopey challengers. Now, I do want to sort of talk about something that I did start to hear as the weekend was winding up. I don't know if this is true or not, but if you are a dopey runner and you're thinking about doing dopey next year, there is a rumor that it may be the last year that they do the dopey challenge, really just because of the logistics that it takes to sort of put on that type of event. I'm not sure if that really is true or not. I know they did have a marathon relay that was a short-lived event a couple years out, but if you needed another reason to think about doing dopey next year, maybe that's another good way to sort of continue to light a fire. And I want to give another quick congratulations and thanks to everybody who ran, walked, wogged, jogged, wheeled, cheered, volunteered, whatever it may be. You don't know how important each one of you is being out on that course, being at the corrals, handing out waters, handing out medals, whatever it may be. You guys have made Marathon Weekend, I've said this over and over again, more than just an endurance event. It is a community event, certainly for the WW Radio running team, and I think for everybody who is a part of it. And if you are thinking about running or thinking about joining the team, please go and visit wdwradio.com/running. Anybody and everybody is welcome, whether you are a first-timer or you are trying to come in first. We would love to have you on the team. Or if you just want to come out and cheer, all we ask is that you raise or donate $100 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation of America within a 1 year's period of time. But people on the team will certainly tell you how great it is to sort of see that sea of blue shirts either cheering for you on the sideline or coming down as you guys run together and finish together during the races. And for those of you who came to the meet of the month on Saturday, you saw the four-year-old boy whose wish we as the running team and the Dream Team Project had sponsors, and that is why we do what we do. So lots of good news, lots of happy stuff, and then, of course, there's a little bit of sad news. And let's have a moment of silence, because I'm a total retro nerd, for the Tomorrowland Arcade, because Walt Disney World is actually in the process of removing all video game and those, you know, claw boardwalk type games that issue prize redemption tickets in response to a 2013 Florida law declaring those games as a form of gambling. I don't make the news. I just report it. I don't think it's a game of chance. I think there's some skill involved. That being said, the Orlando Sentinel is saying that the Magic Kingdom's Tomorrowland Arcade is going to close on February 8th. So if you want your little plushes or the chance to win the iPod that I probably nobody really wins, you only have until February 8th. They're going to pull all those out, replace those with classic arcade games, which I dig as well. A lot of the other hotels in Walt Disney World already have done the same. The Contemporary, Sports, Movies, Pop Century, Art of Animation, all those games are gone. And I, unfortunately, am a little bit sad about that because I know, especially when we go to places like Beaches and Cream, my kids or my friends' kids love going in and playing the games for the virtual tickets that they put in a card and then being able to redeem them for prizes. You know, the legislation didn't speak specifically to the games at Disney, but sort of making a proactive measure, they decided to pull those games out. So again, Tomorrowland Arcade, it's a you're a far cry from the Penny Arcade, which I still miss on Main Street USA. But February 8th, your history like the Aztecs, my friend. Speaking of history like the Aztecs, the Mayans, and or the dinosaurs, this is not news to you, or maybe it is, because somebody asked me on Twitter if this was a rumor or not, but the Sorcerer's Hat deconstruction project is well underway. The tip of the hat is gone. There are walls around the hat. The top of the hat is coming down, and it's just a matter of time before the landscape and the view down Hollywood Boulevard is going to change dramatically. And I want to leave you this week with the very simple question, what do you think? So looking at people in the chat room, people are woo-hooing and yaying. They are thanking the maker that the hat is going away. Other people, not so excited. Again, I think it depends too on maybe your age, because I think some kids grew up with only that view, knowing that that hat was sort of the icon of the park. And then there are other people, maybe an older crowd, a more nostalgic crowd, that's happy to see the hat go because they liked that classic view. They, like many people, looked at the Chinese Theater as the view, as the icon of the park. It seems predominantly that people in the box are bidding good riddance to the hat in their own very special kind of ways. Somebody, Strawberry Lilacs, is asking, can it just be moved? And we don't know, right? So we don't know if the hat is going away for good or if it is just going to be dismantled and moved possibly to a place like the front of the park where it seems like it would make the most sense. But I would love to hear your thoughts. Please leave them at youtube.com/WDW Radio. Let me know your thoughts or tweet me your opinion about the hat going away. I am at Lou Mangiello on Twitter. Couple of other quick announcements. Don't forget that next month, speaking of which, February 8th, in order to help celebrate the closing of the arcade, you could also help celebrate the 8th anniversary of WDW Radio as we celebrate with a day at Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort. We're going to have a full day of activities, games, contests, food, fun, family, and of course food. Tickets are now available if you go to wdwradio.com/8, the number 8, you can buy tickets. They are limited and they are almost sold out. I think last time I checked, there were not a ton of tickets left. Also, I want to thank everybody. Last week, I was really excited to announce the launch of WDW Radio Nation and how you can help support and be part of the new WDW Radio community and also get some cool things and rewards along the way. And I want to thank the 50 plus of you that have already contributed and been part of WDW Radio Nation. I am really, really excited for what's going on. Some people were asking in the box before. This is sort of a prototype of one of the levels of rewards. You get a custom Magic Band cover. Other levels have everything like private Facebook groups. We're also going to have monthly scavenger hunts. You also might get a care package in the mail. Lots of different things. You can contribute as much or as little as you like. And again, it is completely and totally 100% optional for you. I'm going to continue doing the show and the newscast and the blog and the newsletter and the app and everything else that I do for free. None of the content's going to change. This is just a way for you to help the show, show your support, be part of WDW Radio Nation, and get some additional bonuses along the way. Again, you can find out more by visiting wdwradio.com/support. And again, I can't not thank you enough for being part of that and taking the time to tune in this and every week to the live broadcast, to the podcast. And I love having conversations with you guys on Twitter and on Facebook. If you are listening to this as a podcast or if you are watching it on YouTube, please come back. Join me next Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern right here at WDW Radio Live, because tonight, like every night, once the news is over, I will stay and chat with you guys about pretty much anything you like, and then you can ask me anything in the lightning round, and that always gets interesting and fun. Oh, other quick announcement too. Don't forget to visit. I am purging a lot of my Disney collection on eBay. Visit wdwradio.com/eBay. New auctions every Sunday night. This week, we've got a ton of pins, Horizon stuff, Adventurers Club stuff, a lot of other cool things as well. Again, wdwradio.com/eBay. I want to say thank you again for taking the time to tune in this and every week. So until next week, I hope you guys have a fantastic day, have a fantastic week. Thanks again for watching. See ya.